Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Kyle, and welcome to The Conversation. Today on The Conversation, why is the liberal media not talking about so much issues that are not Republican or Democrat? They're just an American flat-out issue. Also, I want to go into, can you go back 1,000 years, 2000, like 1,200 years up until 1800, and then you go like 1830 till now. Why did we make such a huge technological leap in technology that we didn't do for the last 1,000 years plus before that? That and more of the conversation begins right now. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips. A stone is heavier, and the sand weighty, but the fool's wrath is heavier than them both. That is Proverbs 27, verse 1 through 3, King James Version. Welcome to the program, folks, and like I talked about in the very, very beginning, where is the media in a lot of issues that are not simply Republican or Democrat? Where is the people? Okay, 4 people died in Benghazi. There were 75 million explanations given for why the attack happened in the first place, none of which makes hardly a lick of sense. Well, they said this until this ended up not being true, so then they made this up, and then when this not being true, they made that up. Okay, where's the media? If you're not trying to find out the truth about Benghazi, how can you call yourself American when 4 Americans died? Oh yeah, I forgot. We send our politicians, you know, like our diplomats and stuff over to other countries, and we send our military over to get killed and stuff and get shot at, and then they come back and crap on them. Where does the VA have anything to do with Republican or Democrat? Okay? VA, when George Bush left office, he had stuff that he gave the Obama administration and his people. Here you go. We're having issues with this VA. Fix it. We started it. Or we tried. You know? Like these stimulus bills. These stimulus bills are kind of like explanations they get for UFOs when something cannot be explained away, you know. Well, guess what? We're going to put $2 million into the stimulus bill to put windows in this abandoned building that no one uses anyways. They built this building, and once they built it, no one's used it, no one's touched it. Windows are practically immaculate, but we're going to put in the stimulus bill $2 million so we can put windows into that building. Why? Just like the tobacco industry back in the 60s and the 50s. We had this lady smoke Camel cigarettes for 1 month. Before she started smoking and after she started smoking, we had a doctor look at her and go, "What did you find out, doctor?" "Well, my mom, Ricky Allison, not my biological mother, but my mom, we call her mama. She's like a mama to me, really, for most of my life. She smokes how many cigarettes a day for 50-plus years probably, and her throat probably was just fine." Well, same thing with this. It may be ridiculous, but at least it's an excuse they can give you for where this stimulus money is going, even though it makes no sense. Why are you going to put windows in a building that have perfectly good windows, because as soon as you built the building, it's not been used. It's just an excuse so that they can at least, if you say anything, well, we put windows in a building, case closed. No matter how ridiculous it sounds, there's a reason. Same thing with Benghazi. No matter how ridiculous, they just keep giving you explanations for what caused it. You know? It's ridiculous. Like, I don't know if I've said this before, and I think I have on one of my old, on one of my older programs, but if the only thing that changed in this country right now is the fact that John McCain had done every single thing Barack Obama's done. He got elected. He bailed out the auto industry. He passed the stimulus bills. He did the health care law. He passed every single solitary thing. We have $4 a gallon gas. Everything's the same except for John McCain did it all, not Barack Obama. Do you really think the liberal media, like ABC, NBC, CNN, you know, all those networks, MSNBC, do you think they'd be kissing John McCain's butt? Nope. They should. He's a conservative. Not really. He's in the Republican Party, but he's a progressive. You know, like going back when they went off on him because when he was at a CPAC convention and called out all these people in the Republican Party that are basically progressives. Yeah, I'm a progressive. So was Lindsey Graham. So was John Boehner. So was Mitch McConnell. They're all progressives. We have basically one party, folks, and we have one media. And if they think it's going to hurt their political party, they're not going to talk about it, even though it's not a Republican issue or a Democratic issue. It's just an issue part. I mean, this country has changed in the last 40 years, fundamentally. I don't think Americans in general agree on the Constitution. There are so many people that look at the world like this. The Constitution says to me that you can't offend me. Okay? If, how in the heck can you take and cover up a World War II monument? Because what is it? It's religious. It has a cross. Who cares? I don't care if it had Buddha on there. If those soldiers died and they worshiped Buddha, they deserve that monument, and it should be there and should stay there. I didn't die for that monument. I didn't die for my country. They did. Oh, but because it has a cross on it, we got to take it down. We got to cover it over. It offends. But then you shouldn't be in this country. You know, if I had a kid and I was and they were in school and they called me up and said, well, Mr. Wilcox, we need to have a talk because your son wore a Made in USA, Proud to Be an American shirt. And we don't allow that because you might offend someone. I'd be like, okay, well, first of all, you're going to be talking to my attorney if my son will not take that shirt off, first off. And if you don't tell me, I'll find out myself because I want to know who he's going to offend with that shirt because I'll make sure that I get to his house today with a moving van so I can help load his stuff up so he can get out of my country. I don't want to live in a country where people are offended by the very stuff that they, okay? I'm not going to go to France and be like, oh, yeah, excuse me, monsieur, excuse me, monsieur, you know, take down the flag. Can you take down the flag, the French flag that offends me? I'm not going to go to someone else's country and go off because I'm offended by all their rules and laws. No, when I'm in Germany, do as the Germans do. You know, if you're not allowed to chew gum in public, okay, well, I guess I'm not going to chew gum in public because I'm in their country. That's their flag. Oh, but in this country, the Constitution basically guarantees the right that you can't be offended. I don't know where they get this idea that you... I really don't. I mean, that's why I'm actually looking at writing the NFL commissioner because I'm really offended. I mean, not many people know this, but I am irate because, see, I had coal miners as in my ancestry, and coal miners were treated 10 times worse than a slave. And to have my favorite team, the San Francisco 49ers, use a term to me that a miner, because my ancestors were miners, and that is just so insensitive. That is just, I mean, if you're going to change the Washington Redskins, I mean, we might as well just, you know, I mean, where's Peter? Why don't they get involved with Indianapolis Colts, you know, and have them change their name? I mean, it's ridiculous. If my history's wrong, correct me. I'll apologize, but I thought it was five. From what I was understanding, I thought it was five Native Americans who named the Washington Redskins team that. But now, via MSNBC, they will tell you if they're going to use that name or if someone used that name, they're going to warn you that you're going to hear a racial slur. Look it up. Look it up. I think it was on the Media Research Center. They had a clip where they talked about how this one guy was going to talk about the Washington team, and he was going to use a racial slur. It's ridiculous the way this country is going. I don't get it. I really don't. That's not the country I grew up in. I'll tell you that. I never would have thought I would see a day like this. But then I have tons of liberal friends, but none of them, I don't see them going ballistic and going AWOL saying, okay, wait a minute here. How in the hell can you take a kid and force them to take off an American Pride USA shirt because it's going to offend someone? How can you force them to take a shirt off? I mean, if that's the case, I'd be like, okay, I would go over to one of my schools and I'd be properly taking down the flag off the flagpole. Well, that flag pretty much represented on that shirt, and if he can't wear that shirt because it's going to offend someone, then how can you have this flag up here? That's called a contradiction in terms. Like when on Fox News, like 6 months ago, they were complaining about, well, George Bush, if it was true what the liberals said, okay, you know, because Barack Obama has played more rounds of golf than any president in history, and if George Bush did this and this and this, like the liberals say, where does it make it right? When is someone going to stop? Okay, we're going to stop this America against the people and being America by the people for the people. You know, if most liberals ran this country the way they would want it run, we might as well have just stayed British. We might as well have just been England. You know, statistics have shown over and over and over and over and over again that where do all these gun issues happen? In gun-free zones. Why? Because if you have a gun-free zone, and I'm a criminal, I'm not going to obey the law. I know that I've got 5-10 minutes maybe, if I'm lucky 15, to shoot up people before someone with an actual gun comes. But I bring that up on a lot of my shows, but it's the truth. If we ran this country like most liberals want it to be run, we might as well stay British. You know, what are they going to have on MSNBC, a reality show of, like, who is going to be the, you know, like an American Idol show, but when they're done, that family is going to be like the new royal family of America? I mean, I don't get it. I really don't. It's just... My point in all this before I move on is basically a lot of these issues are American issues. They're not Republican. They're not Democrat. This world can't spend themselves out of debt. You take a monopoly money and you take American money. What's the difference in the two? There's one difference, a belief that one has value. Why do you think all these people now are taking 1981 and older pennies and putting them aside and nickels and putting them aside because supposedly they recently refigured the nickel. Why? Because they're trying to make ways to make it cheaper. They say even a 100% steel penny would cost more than a penny to manufacture. We need to go back to putting some currency in our currency. Put some gold, put some silver, give it value. Put some copper in there. Give it some value. Make some pure copper pennies. Make them worth more than a penny to make it valuable, to bring the currency around. But what do I know? I'm just one man who just tries to bring his thoughts and beliefs. Am I right? No, I'm not right, but am I wrong? No. Many different solutions to one problem. But I'm going to go into something that some of my very first shows that I did way back when I could actually do a full hour before I where now you have to be like a premium member and all that. And since I only do a show once a week, I really haven't. I mean, if I started to do this more than once a week, you know, then I might get like a premium membership if I did it like 3 or 4 times a week. But I did some on paranormal, you know, UFOs, USOs, ghosts, and stuff like that. And you think about it. You go back to the year 1000. And you go from 1000 to 1830. Look at how big of a technological leap we have made in a quarter of that time, going from 1831 to 2014. We have made massive leaps and bounds. And so I was watching this special one time, and they said, well, you know, there's a lot of people that say that through like Roswell, they gleaned some crafts and technology from that they're a little back engineer. So, and this guy's like, well, let me tell you this. You must be naive to think that American ingenuity and human ingenuity in general cannot have developed this. And I'm like, and I'm just screaming at the TV, we're not saying that. How can you go for like 800, 900 years, 1,000 years, 1,500 years with very little technological advance, and all of a sudden, bam, I'm like 50 years, ching. You go back to 1970. You had to, like, take a computer, turn the thing on, and when it came on, instruction 4 plus 2 equals the number, and then hit return, and then it would give you whatever your answer was. You had to do, like, all these codes. Oh, and if you wanted to get a program, if you wanted to put, like, a something, if you wanted to play something on it, because there wasn't space on it, you had to shut the computer off, put in this external hard drive thing, a disk, then turn the thing on, and there it would come up. I forget, like, this phone, this computer was, like, they have this thing called, like, kids. Like when they take these kids and they, like, give them, like, a Walkman. This was, like, $300 when it first came out, and this is the first thing. Where's the internet on this? This you put in one cassette. This was revolutionary. This Sony Walkman was revolutionary. It's the first time you could actually take and make music portable and take it with you. And this one computer, I think they said, like, it would take, like, how many thousand, like 80,000 to equal the power of, like, one iPhone. You know, how did we make that jump so fast when you go back to, like, thousands of years prior and there's nothing? I mean, there's actually a lady that's come up with evidence that if it was used in a courtroom, I would be on death row probably for murder. But what does it prove? It proves that man and human were on the earth at the same time as dinosaurs. But since it's going to really affect what we know to be, we'd have to rewrite our history on this planet. But guess what? That's why they don't bring it out. They discredit it, whatever. And it's just crazy. I mean, that stuff like that goes on. I mean, discrediting, you know, I saw this special and they did core sampling. Well, because they wanted to see basically what was in the earth, what lived in the Mesozoic era, and I guess if you go down certain depths, you can see, okay, what was on this earth here versus here, and what they found out, and this was not a show on this, but at one point, the North and South Poles were water. They've scientifically proven that. But now, the North and South Poles are melting because of global warming. Really? How can they be melting of global warming if we have proved scientifically that everything, that these North and South Poles at one time were water? I'll tell you how. It's just like the marijuana debate, where, first of all, we have no scientific evidence to prove the medical, medicinal properties of marijuana. Really? But then how come you say it's dangerous? If you say marijuana is dangerous, how can you say that if you all the time say, well, we don't have enough studies to determine whether there's any medical value in marijuana? Well, you had to have studied it to find out it's bad, but you've never really studied it to find out. It's a contradiction in terms, you know. They say they've never studied it enough to know if it's good or not, but then they say it's dangerous. You know, it's just like, how did we make that jump so fast in technology? Basically what my point is getting to. I believe they have disinformation here. People out there that they'll say anything to discredit you. You could have a million people saying tobacco is good and one person saying it's bad. And that's what the tobacco industry did. You had a million people saying how dangerous it is. Well, our expert found that when we checked the lady's throat after smoking cigarettes every day for 30 days or 40 days, that her throat was just fine. No. Yeah, but the inside of her is, Lord help you. My point is, I guarantee you there's people out there like that, that it's kind of stupid to think that humans could not have come up with this technology on their own. Never said that. I think we could have, but then why did we make such a huge leap in the last 200 years in technology that never happened thousands of years before? It's like even some of these monuments, where, like in Pumapunku in the highlands of Bolivia. Okay, what do you find? Huge stones. Some weigh like the weight of 3 semi-trucks. What is that made out of? Sandstone? No. Limestone? No. Diorite. The only thing stronger is diamonds. The only way that stone could have been cut and put into place is with a diamond lace tool. Well, you could use a laser, but guess what? They didn't have lasers thousands and thousands of years ago when this stuff was made. You know, and a lot of that ancient Indian astronaut stuff has clout because there's no explanation. I mean, I'm a huge, I play drums. I'm starting to learn the guitar, and I've played drums my whole life, and I'm a historian, and I do lots of, when I get the chance, I do historical research. And one thing we're looking into, a bunch of us, is some of these monuments had no evidence that these cultures had any written language or spoken language. So how did they communicate to build these massive monuments and these massive structures? And I believe sound, via drumming, basically, being hitting notes and hitting beats. And when you played a certain beat, they would know to do something. Primitive, sign language type stuff with notes. As in, like, in the Revolutionary War, they had commands and stuff, and even the Company Franche de la Marine, the Marine Troops of France, a group that used to be in the 295 Young Corps, we had commands that were based off of some old things where if you did this, you played that like 6 times, you would let people know, okay, get back to camp ASAP. And in the actual time, it would have meant, come back to camp, or, the enemy's coming or something, important news, whatever. But you look at some of the stuff like that, and you sit back and you say, okay, when Christopher Columbus came across this earth, to the new land, to try to find a new way to India to get black pepper. And a lot of people were afraid to go on that journey because the world was flat. How can that be when you go back to the Egyptians and we know they have a vast knowledge of our solar system? That just always intrigues me when you try to look into finding out why stuff happens in terms of technologically advancing so quickly. And I've actually talked to people, and I don't mention names or anything, and just out of it's an agreement we have, and we had when they talked to me and they said, well, one guy told me that the government doesn't deny the existence of extraterrestrials, they just don't believe they pose a threat. And one guy told me, he goes, you have no idea how hard it is to know that you know that life exists outside our planets, because I was responsible for the burial of four beings not from this earth, and you have no idea. You can't say anything to anybody. And you have all this knowledge, and you can't share it with anyone. And, you know, you just want to sit there and go, you know, please, you know, we're not alone. You can't say a word. You know, that's why, like, I talked on one of my old programs, and it's beating a dead horse, but, you know, Roswell Army Air Base housed the best of the best. You had to have very high security clearance to get there. But those people, when they went out into Mac Brazel's ranch in that field, misidentified a weather balloon. Yeah, these guys held very, very, very high security clearance. It was the only atomic bomb unit on the planet. And those people couldn't identify a weather balloon. The full circle of this thing, folks, is that, okay, you're gonna believe that story. Most people are gonna believe that story. Okay, these are the best the military has, the highest security clearance, and they're gonna misidentify a weather balloon. But, well, this stimulus bill is gonna put $2 million to put windows in this building. It makes no sense. And who knows if the money even went to those windows. It might have went to something else. It might have just been a scheme. This is so we can, you know, this is a kickback we got to give to someone that donated to the Obama administration campaign. But we're going to give it to this person, but what it's going to do is in the bill we're going to write that it's going to put windows in this building. What is it going to do? It's an excuse. You know, Mac Brazel did not find a weather balloon on his ranch. You know, Jesse Marcel Sr. did not misidentify a weather balloon, folks. It's a story that no matter how preposterous it seems, it puts the shadow of doubt. Even though you got a million people saying tobacco's dangerous, well, our experts say it's great. Well, a million people, yeah, but this one guy, he puts the doubt in there, you know? It's just one of those BS things that, you know, well, it's a cartoon. Well, when we found out with that with Benghazi wasn't true, then it was this, and then it was that, and they just keep changing it. And no one's sitting there going, like Trey Gowdy, when he went off on the IRS, I loved it. Finally, someone is saying, enough is enough. We want answers. We're tired of this runaround that makes no sense. We're tired of getting answers that ridiculous, that make no freaking sense. Like, the Washington Redskins having to change their name makes no sense. Like my spoof on changing the 49ers. You know, I mean, why do they do it? Because as long as they have somebody say anything, how ridiculous it is, it puts the shadow of doubt, and then you kind of have to, well, he said this, though. Because I have people that believe some of this garbage. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Okay, we have $4 a gallon gas. Well, then why isn't Bush trying to do something? Him and all his other tycoons. I'm like, he's not even in the White House. They're still blaming him. Whatever. But anyways, thank you so much for listening to the program. My name is Kyle. Thank you. You all have a great day. And until next week, God bless you. Goodbye.